You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint, let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually above that and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian Western civilization, it's going to be reality. And not alluding or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world today. Melody, and unfortunately, is in a hotel. She had a flooding of her home, and so she's going to be ill-disposed for a short period of time until the house gets dried out and get the things fixed and the damage repaired. But she's good enough to come on with us this evening. And hi, Melody. What do you think about what's going on in the market today? The rise in the price of gold seems to have a new floor around $1,240. Silver is certainly be holding at $20. What do you think is going on today?
Well, it is good to see gold moving up a little bit and stabilizing at these areas. Let's hope it stays and it moves upward. I think 2014 is going to be an interesting year for gold and silver, and it's also an election year. So we're going to see a lot of, probably see more things that seem less likely and maybe a little bit harder to understand. But the bottom line is the fundamentals for gold and silver have been intact. They never changed, even though they came in last April and hit the price of gold several times throughout the year to manipulate the price lower. I really don't believe the Dow Jones will be able to keep this level at 16,000 and above for an extended period of time. But then once again, it's an election year, so who knows what they can do. Anything from left field can happen to change the market. You had a lot of pressure on crude oil. Crude oil is coming down, but inflation is beginning to creep back in. Even by government numbers, inflation is beginning to creep back in, and even the 10-year yield is beginning to sort of stabilize around the 288, the 280 level, and before it continues its upward movement. So as that continues to move up, we'll probably see the inflation will be coming into the market. And and it is, I even hate to say this anymore, it's a matter of time. It seems like we say that, but it's a little different. You know, in 2008, when we had the housing situation, there were a lot of indicators that we knew that we could, it was a little bit easier to predict as far as the timeline. We knew that those mortgages were going to be rewritten, and we knew a lot of loans would be going bad, and we saw these things unfold and when they would unfold. This time it's a little bit different because everything is just being so bloated and held up by the Federal Reserve. It's a little more difficult to make any time calls when things can happen, and we can never underestimate their power and their ability to keep things going. They've done a tremendous job so far.
Yes, they really have, and this is what central planning, it's socialism, and basically they think that they can maintain the market, and basically they can keep the market up and keep the economy going by simply printing and creating more money out of nothing, by certainly keeping the interest rates very low, so it's much easier to borrow, and as a result, why, of course, more people will buy homes and cars because the interest rates are low. But ladies and gentlemen, how long can you do that? When you have a massive debt, And basically, we have a debt that we'll acknowledge well over $17.3 trillion. Suddenly, they've created all this new money I think we have $2.8 trillion of new money that they've created over and above certainly the fundamentals that we had. And basically, down the line, if that money gets into the economy, we're going to see inflation, and inflation could turn, and certainly within a few weeks could simply wipe out the life savings of people. We don't know what's going to happen. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Melody is saying that an awful lot of the American people just don't really understand what's going on. Suddenly they see the market going up, and they want to get in on the killing. They want to make a lot of money. And that's, of course, that based upon greed, not thinking of the fundamentals. And so what's happening? First of all, there's no relationship between the price-earnings ratio and the price of the stocks. The price of the stocks are run up because people are going into the market. And the interesting thing right now is that certainly people are borrowing a lot of money, a fabulous amount of money, so they can play the stock market. And it's one of the highest levels it's been in many years. The average little guy out there borrowing money so we can get into the stock market, so we can make a killing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is when the market usually drops. Go right ahead, Melody.
And it's another sign of how difficult it is for people out there. I mean, you really can't blame them. They can't save any money. Inflation is here. Prices are going up. Their wages are not going up. Their hours have been cut. Obamacare, you know, people are not working as many hours. They're not getting paid as much. They find it very difficult to make a living. And to increase their standard of living. So, I mean, they're there for, you know, and they jump on board, you know, with the hope that, you know, they do hit the winning lottery ticket, that they do hit the right numbers, and that they can turn their $10,000 into $100,000, that it seems so easy for, you know, people that are in the know to do. And it just doesn't work that way. It might work for some, but it doesn't work for all. And,
well, it doesn't work for the most of them. The vast majority are not going to make a lot of money in the stock market. If you put your money into a sound stock and leave it there, why, of course, through the years, they've done fairly well. But, of course, if you'd put your money into gold and silver, you know, back 30, 40 years ago, you would have done a lot better. I can remember gold at $35 an ounce, and that $35 an ounce gold is up well over $1,240 an ounce today. And basically, I think it's going to go much, much higher. The same thing is true with silver. You could buy for a dollar an ounce. Now it's $20 an ounce, and suddenly many people think it's going to go really astronomically high from here. We're just going to have to wait and see. If you're out there in the audience, you have a question for Melody, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because Melody's been in this business for a good long while. She's a discount gold and silver. She takes good care of our people that come and visit her, and certainly that's why she's been able to stay in business for so long. So if you have a question for Melody, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the little guy gets in the market just before it collapses. This is the traditionally way it is. He sees other people making money. And basically, of course, it's one thing to invest in the stock market, but you can make a lot more money if you borrow money. And then you've got more money in there and you can leverage it. The only problem is, what happens if the stock turns down? And that, of course, is the terrible, terrible catastrophe. Well, Sydney Melody, right now, are people sitting on the sidelines, or are some people getting in, understanding that this is an excellent time, that prices are low and they're probably not going to go that much lower than they are today? Are people investing? Are they sitting on the sidelines, really more or less afraid to make a commitment?
Considering where we're at with our debt and the condition of this country, people are certainly sitting on the sidelines. I've talked to several of my suppliers and other people in the business, and we're all amazed at how severe things are. I mean, if you would have told me, you know, 10 years ago about where our debt was and that the Federal Reserve is pumping $75 billion now into the market, and they've been putting $85 billion and all the other money, that stimulus money that has come into the market, and gold drops, we would have think that, you know, it would not be a picture that we would imagine. It's the same way with people. At a time when things are so severe and so much, such catastrophic losses in the near future, or, you know, can happen, you would think people would be flocking into gold and into silver. And that really is not the case. And so it's surprising. And it's just not myself, but it's the whole industry, considering where everything is at and the condition of this country, and, you know, coming with the debt ceiling situation and the government shutdown and everything that we've had this past year, year and a half, 2 years, and really since 2008, to have gold sitting at these levels and people sitting on the sidelines is kind of shocking.
Well, my understanding is that the Chinese are buying gold, and suddenly the government's buying gold. Other people are buying gold. Suddenly the people of India are buying gold. And basically, of course, people in other countries are much more aware of the importance of something solid behind their money, rather than suddenly simply having a piece of paper that has nothing but the integrity of Barack Hussein Obama behind it, a man of great integrity who would never lie to the American people. Or do we find that other countries, the people are more knowledgeable than they are here?
I think, I don't know if they lived through times before. I believe in people in other countries understand their government. And I think that people in this country have been conditioned to believe that you know, we haven't had a bad day in a very long time. Certainly things happen and people become affected and stock markets go up, stock markets have gone down, and people have lost. But for somehow, some way, with the help of the Federal Reserve and Washington and Wall Street all working together, they have been able to bring things back. They have created the illusion that things are better and that we shouldn't worry about it. So a lot of people are fooled as far as what's happening in this country. And then if they do think and they feel concerned with what's going on, their money is with their pension funds or their retirement funds, and they can't get to it. I mean, those accounts have been created, and people don't understand this. Those accounts were created so they couldn't have access to their funds, so they couldn't take it out of the market and even put it into a bank or do something else with it, purchase land or something. It's all tied up. They can't get to it, and there's huge penalties and fines if they withdraw the funds early. So, you know, it's all been set up. It's all been all the legislation that has been written for people's money, not for them. It's for those in the power, those in the, you know, like Wall Street and Washington, in order to benefit themselves and not for the people.
Well, I certainly understand. Basically, people really, unfortunately, do not understand what's going on. They're being constantly manipulated by the media. Basically, if we read what they're telling us, they're telling us things are really beginning to look up. Great sales last month, and that just is not true. And then, of course, the economy is improving. Look, we had 70,000 new jobs in December. 70,000 new jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to have 150,000 new jobs just to say even. I mean, you have 70,000 new jobs. You went behind 70,000, or actually 80,000 jobs. And basically, the economy is contracting. But because the media is controlled, because certainly our politicians and our economists lie to us, because stockbrokers are not telling the truth, and because most people really don't understand the economy unless they listen to programs such as ours or go to one of the really reliable people, and there are a lot of good people out there who are certainly trying to say, don't you know what's happening? We're suddenly moving into a catastrophic situation. It's not a matter of if, but when. We don't know when, but we do know that you want to get yourself into a very good position, because things could turn against you literally overnight. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. If you have a question or comment, this is the time to ask it, because right now we have some open lines, and Melody certainly is on the front lines of this battle, has been there for a long period of time. You look and see what's going on over in Europe, why the economy of all of those countries is contracting. Even Germany, which is the bellwether for Europe, their economy is cutting back too. They're just not able to sell the cars as they have in the past. Suddenly, China's economy is cutting back. But basically, what they've done is they just put out massive amounts of money. And of course, one of these days, that money is going to produce runaway inflation. But at least they have gold backing for their money. We do not know what we have and we have backing for our currency, because of course, the Federal Reserve will not allow anybody to see the gold. Why would that be, is Melody?
Well, most likely because it isn't there. And I think having the lack of gold in these central banks is going to be the biggest scandal ever. And again, I always go back. It shocks me that the LIBOR scandal, that it didn't create more of a market reaction than what it did. But I think that the gold market will the scandal in gold will I mean, once that is discovered, I think you'll see tremendously high prices in gold. There's going to be a scrambling, and perhaps this will all be, the lack of gold in the central bank will be found when the markets do fall, when we do have a currency collapse, when you do have all the currencies around the world being reset or being adjusted.
Well, basically, of course, Germany had gold on deposit with our treasury, and they wanted to get the gold back. They have gold, I think, in both Switzerland and London and in the United States. And the United States, it's been here since the end of the Second World War, and the foundation of their currency. They wanted actually to take it to Frankfurt, put it in their own vault, so they could be certain. And our government just wouldn't say it. They wouldn't give them the gold. They said, you know, you're going to have to wait 7 years. If we have the gold, why would they do that? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Obviously, they know something's going to happen in the next 7 years, and maybe they won't have to give it back at all. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Give us.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, with Melody Cedarstrom. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we are certainly on the road to economic destruction because we have a currency that is a fiat money currency. And the only thing, of course, that is holding it up is that America is the most powerful nation in the world, and people still are able to buy oil using the currency. But that is changing, and certainly more and more countries are now certainly able to buy oil without having to use the dollar, especially now that there seems to be a certain rift between Saudi Arabia and the United States. But the real tragedy is that the value of our currency is progressively falling. And they tell us we have only about a 2% inflation. They're simply lying. Look at the cost of food substances and then tell me we have a 2% inflation. They tell us that we have a 2% gross domestic product increase. In other words, the economy is growing at 2%. And they're simply lying with an inflation rate of almost 8 or 9%. We're already going behind 4 or 5% every single year. And your dollars that you've worked your whole life to save are losing that in value. What should people be buying at the present time, Melody? Give them some suggestions. Tell them how to get in touch with your organization. And again, our number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can people get in touch with you? And what should they be purchasing at the present time?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I think people need, when they purchase gold and silver, they need to stick with the most recognizable and acceptable products. It's okay to buy fractional pieces, but folks have to understand the smaller size of gold that you purchase, the more you're going to pay. I don't believe in purchasing like the Vicambi bars that you can find, that you can break off little chips and so forth for, you know, some sort of bartering in the future. I think that is just a novelty. And certainly if I was going to be bartering with somebody and they came to me with a chip, I wouldn't want it. I would always choose a coin over something like that. So that's how you have to think when you're purchasing your gold and silver. You can diversify. You can get some gold bullion coins. You can get some $20 gold pieces. But just make sure you pay a good price. You can do price shopping. And we're always happy, as long as it's a legitimate price, we're always happy to match prices if they find something a little bit lower. But our prices are always low. And very rarely can people find prices lower than ours. If you look long and hard enough, I'm sure you can, but we consistently price our coins very low. And for what we do with the prices that we charge, we probably do our prices are probably lower than anyone in the country. So even on online purchasers, online sellers of gold and silver, our prices come right in line with theirs. So we do a very good job at keeping our costs low. And the commissions, a lot of it does come back into the education of people. So they do have an understanding of what's happening to this economy and what is happening to their money and how gold and silver is important. So there's many good programs, Dr. Stan's, and that's what it's all about, is education. So keep your portfolio simple and basic and balanced. You don't need to own a coin store. And buy quality coins. You know, I've seen product purchased from some of those online sellers of gold and silver, and they sell them back to me, and they're all scratched and damaged, and you don't want coins like that. You end up paying the same price for a quality coin. Why would you want something that's all scratched and damaged? And I think by saving a dollar or two, I wouldn't want a product that's damaged. So be careful in your selection of gold and silver coins. And if you get something like that, you know, send it back. We look at all of our coins. Every coin that is sent out is looked at. I reject coins from my wholesalers, from my suppliers. They know better. They know they don't send me any coins that are damaged because they know I send it back. And we've done this from the very start. So we're very selective in our product.
Well, Melody's been with us for about 9 years. We've never had a legitimate complaint about her. Oh, we think she does a wonderful job, and I've actually had several people selling gold and silver products. I've actually had to, even though they were paying us to, you know, to be on our programs for advertising, I just had to tell them we can't keep you on because you're not doing what's right as far as our people. Your prices are out of line, or you're not delivering. Oh, yeah, we had one fellow who waited, I think, 4 or 5 months before he actually filled an order. And, of course, waiting for the price to go down rather than filling the order. And we just had to tell him we couldn't carry his products. And we liked him personally. But, well, I think that we've been very pleased with Melody. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle-2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle-2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle-2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle-2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle-2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle-2 today. After you've tried Miracle-2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle-2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle-2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and Sydney, I guess, is Melody Cedarstrom. The difficulty is that most Americans don't really understand what's going on throughout the rest of the world. You go over, certainly, into Italy, you go into Spain. There they have phenomenal levels of unemployment. And certainly in Italy, it's 12.5%. In Spain, it's about 25%. And basically, you start getting into the young people, you're talking about 55% are unemployed. And the economy certainly is not picking up over there. It's continuing to contract because, of course, they're going to have to be some major cataclysmic event to get the economy going. Basically, all of these countries have massive, massive debts. And, of course, a lot of that debt is being paid off by our own Federal Reserve System, which is making money, sending over to Europe. We don't know what's going on. Everything is being done in secret by our Federal Reserve System. And you cannot find out. We know that suddenly when the crash came back in 2008, they manufactured about $16 trillion and sent it to Europe. So much of that has been paid, repaid. We have no idea. But we do know suddenly that with all the money they put in over there, as of the last few months, why suddenly the economy in southern Europe continues contracting. Certainly Germany is not selling anywhere near as many cars as it has. And even in China, of course, they have their own economy. They've become the number one export nation. But of course, their economy is beginning to contract as well. They have massive, certainly, pollution over there because of the number of cars. Basically, the Chinese people have certainly had the most phenomenal economic reaction we've ever seen. But all of this was done at the expense of the United States. How is that? Well, very simply, they passed laws here in the United States to actually encourage our companies to move overseas. They did this with the corporate tax laws. And basically, we have a corporate tax rate of 35% here. If American corporations will simply move overseas, they don't have to pay the American taxes. They don't have to pay a corporate tax. And as a result, they can keep their profits, and many of them are keeping their profits over there or bringing them back here under special guidance with the idea of reinvesting it, and then not reinvesting it, simply using it to buy back their stock. But Sydney, what we have done is a planned program to raise living standards throughout the world and lower living standards here. And the elite that run our country have done a magnificent job. They really have raised living standards throughout the world, in China, in India, and in Malaysia, in Indonesia. But in the process, they're progressively lowering living standards here, and more people are moving from the middle class into poverty. Our telephone number is 1-888-1888. 24 Liberty, if you have a question for Melody about gold or silver or investing. And then, of course, that's 1-888-24 Liberty here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And don't be bashful. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure Melody will be glad to tell you. Now, once again, Melody, I want to get your telephone number out there and tell people how they can get in touch with you and how they can get to your website. And don't you actually put out a little newsletter? And you have your own radio program as well. Go ahead.
Yes, we do. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website, DGS, for discount, gold, silver, coins, coins.com. They can sign up from the website on our it's just a small weekly newsletter we put together. We combine forces with it's health and wealth, and we put together. Alfred Addis writes an article, and we'll put in some financial articles and along with some other writers, and it comes out every Monday, and so they can sign. It's free, no cost, and you can find specials in there periodically on gold and silver. And we'll keep you updated for any major changes that occur in the markets. So they can sign up for that. And we do a weekly radio program Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And you can also listen to the program directly from the website. And we're on various shortwave stations and various places around the country, Dallas, Spokane, and a couple of other states. So absolutely, they can listen to the program.
All right, fine. So you need to be right on top of what's going on financially, because I really fear that the vast majority of the American people are going to get wiped out financially when this whole house of cards comes down. When is it coming down? I don't know. I do know that many people that I respect people like Gerald Celente. Certainly has been making prophecies for 30 years. We had him on about 2 weeks ago. Certainly John Williams, who certainly is a commentator. And certainly if you haven't gone to his website, to John Williams' website, well worthwhile going to. But both of them think that there's going to be some sort of a financial event coming up within the next few months that is going to cause an inflationary spiral. I do not know. But we're just going to have to wait and see. But people need to get their financial house in order. What should people be doing financially to make sure that they do not get wiped out when this thing happens? Certainly, we know that they should be buying gold and silver, but what other things should they be doing?
Well, I do believe they need to have food or storage. They need to have a water supply. And they need to have a plan. They need to plan and think about what happens if some of these things that could happen do. And, you know, you need to discuss and have a plan with your family. So and prepare for worst-case scenarios. Most likely worst-case scenarios don't happen. But if you're prepared for it, you can plan. You can do anything, and it makes life a lot easier if you do so. And so other items are very important to have, your food, your water, your medicines. If you can't get, if you have medications and you have a limited subscription or prescription, see if there isn't something alternative that you can have on hand in case you don't have access to your medications. And the one thing that the internet I do approve of is information. You know, you can cross-reference a lot of information with your medications to see if there is something alternative that you can use. But again, do your research and always make sure you check with your doctor also, and or to, you know, to someone that is in the medical profession to make sure that it is okay for you. But make sure you have things for, you know, medical problems, cuts and bruises, and things like that. So. You can become too over prepared, but be common sense on things, and people will do fine. People will do well.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go back and you read the history of what happened in the 1920s, certainly following the First World War, and because they massively expanded the money supply then to pay for the war, and then after the war, they started an inflationary spiral, and the Federal Reserve System simply raised interest rates, made money very difficult to get, and we had a six-month contraction. And then, of course, they let the money go again. And basically, that was the period of the Roaring Twenties, because they expanded the money supply just as they're doing now. And basically, of course, the people were buying and investing in the stock market, and bellboys and waiters were investing in the stock market and making fantastic profits. And then, of course, when the inflation began to take off, the Federal Reserve System simply raised the interest rates, made it very difficult to get a loan. And in October of 1929, the economy collapsed. But the economy was coming back again. It was really doing fairly well up until 1933, in other words, for 4 years. And then it was in 1933, after President Franklin Delano Roosevelt became president, that, of course, the market contracted again for the second time. And that time, it did not snap back. In fact, the only thing that got us out of the terrible recession and depression we had at that time was a war, the Second World War. And basically, that's, I believe, is what is about to happen. So that we had in 2008, in October 2008, we had an economic contraction. And then, of course, they started to turn the money spigot on again. Things are doing great, but I believe we're on the edge of suddenly another great contraction. And if they just stop pouring money into the economy, if they stop keeping the interest rates abnormally low, why, the whole thing will collapse. If the interest rates start to go up, why, suddenly our major banks are holding close to $500 billion, I should say $250 billion in derivatives, debentures. And basically, if those, certainly they have, don't have the money to pay them off, if they were to actually, the interest rates to go up, the whole banking system could come down. That's certainly, people have called debentures financial weapons of mass destruction. financial weapons of mass destruction. I believe they are. And I believe that the things are going to happen over which the elite who run our country really have no control. I think we're moving into very dangerous and difficult times. And our plea is make your arrangements, make your plans, and then we just go and do not try to speculate and get rich in this market. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Melody, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But you need to get your house in order. You certainly you need, of course, to, if you have money, get it into things that cannot be wiped out by inflation. And this is the big problem that can be had, because if you have your money in the bank or in bonds or in annuities or anything that is tied to the dollar, if the currency turns against us, if we get into an inflationary spiral, within a few weeks, you could certainly lose everything that you've worked your whole life for. Would you agree with that concept, Melody?
They are going to lose a lot of what they worked so hard for. The economy isn't turning around, and they are creating the picture that there is a recovery, and even if we get through this year, we have an election year. Next year you have, everyone's forgotten that the Obamacare, the businesses, they were postponed until 2015 because of the election. I mean, all of this, I just can't figure out how people cannot see through this. It's right there in their faces. And I believe these businesses, when they have to start paying for Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act here in 2015, you're going to see even more. If something hasn't happened by then, I think that will certainly be the beginning, again, of a major happening. So, and that's not talked about by any financial news program anywhere in mainstream media. J.C. Petty comes out, they're laying off 2,000 people. They're closing 33 stores. You have Best Buy, who just basically has gone off the page today. They're going to be following the way of Circuit City. Everyone thinks technology is great as they buy their telephones and all their computers and all their neat little gadgets. But on the other hand, technology is also putting a lot of people out of business, and people are losing jobs. And this technology revolution, I don't believe that it's going to create jobs like they say that it will create jobs. It's going to continue to lose jobs, and so it's, the picture, it's not a rosy picture. The world is changing, and if you're not positioned to protect what you have when it changes, people's changes will not be for the good, and it's going to be a difficult change. And so the best they can do is get prepared. If they're in the paper market, I'm not a financial planner, but to understand gold and silver and how it works, we're very up to date and we're very knowledgeable when it comes to the economy. That's what moves gold and silver. So we know what's going to happen. We just don't know when it's going to happen. The picture hasn't changed since they put us on a fiat currency. Here we are today, all very well easily predicted. We might not have known the single events that occur here and there, but the bottom line and the final outcome is the same. It's going to be the collapse of our currency, the loss of our reserve currency worldwide, and people will lose. And it's really, it's not simple, but it's as plain as that.
And I certainly agree with you. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite stores has been for 80 years now, and it's Sears. I can remember when I was 7 or 8, why my mother bought me my first .22 rifle at Sears. But let me tell you that Sears right now is us on the ropes. There's some people who say it won't be around after 2017. You go into the Sears store, and if you want to meditate, it's a good place to do it. Their income is down. They lost $1 billion. $1.5 billion this last year. And the same thing is happening as far as Kmart is concerned. In fact, Kmart and Sears have tried to join forces, and both of them are having trouble. But even the dollar stores are having difficulty. Getting things cheap enough now. The price of a lot of these goods are coming up over, and people are not buying even at the dollar stores as they have in the past. I think we're on the edge of a very, very real financial problem. Macy's is not doing well. The sales over the Christmas holidays, contrary to so much of what you're reading, certainly were not good. They did not have a significant increase in sales as they'd hoped, and they're laying off people. In fact, many of our major stores, certainly our commercial stores, are laying off more and more people, and more people then, of course, are going to either be going on to disability, unemployment, and basically, of course, how long can they keep paying people unemployment when, of course, there are no jobs out there? I feel very sorry for the people who have lost their unemployment insurance, but nobody ever asks, how are you going to pay for the unemployment insurance when you're having to borrow $1 trillion a year? This is what we're doing. We're going behind $1 trillion a year. You can only do this for a certain number of years. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And our guest is Melody Cederstrom. One last time, Melody, I want you to get your telephone number out and your website out, and then we'll let you go.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
And, Chris, you can go to Melody's website. She does have a newsletter. She has a regular weekly radio program. You can get it on shortwave, or you can get it on the Internet through her website. But it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that you stay on the cutting edge of this, that you make your plans accordingly. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
I'd be more than happy to help folks answer their questions when it comes to their gold and silver and how and why it's so important to hold in your portfolio.
And we certainly believe Melody will do well by you. She's been with us for a number of years. We've never had a legitimate complaint about her services. And basically, you get them from so many others. I think you're in good hands with Melody. God bless you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr.
I hope things
Sandra.
Get straightened out at your home. It gets dried out. And we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed Melody's Eaters Room. Melody does help Radio Liberty. We enjoy having her with us, but we also think that she's a reliable individual, and basically we would not have her on if we didn't. And basically we think that people should be making their preparations because some very, very difficult times are coming. Gerald Celente, who's been at making predictions for 30 minutes, has said he thinks before the end of the first quarter of this year there's going to be a major financial event. I don't know if that's true. Shani John Williams has made the same statement of shadowstats.com. That's shadowstats.com. And he says, certainly by the end of the first or at the latest, the second quarter of this year, make your plans accordingly and hope and pray they're wrong. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd certainly love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Why would you join the Radio Liberty family? Well, because you become part of our effort to reach people across the country, and we do have certainly these programs. This program in the evening is heard on about 10 radio stations, but then it's heard through other outlets by the internet. It's heard by satellite. It's heard by many, many methods. And the afternoon program, we have a large number of programs, and it's all an expensive proposition. The radio stations, most of them, do charge us for being on. And so, because of our networks, why we need your help so that we can reach people all across the country who are out there looking for answers, and we have them, and they're telling other people who are telling other people, and certainly people, more and more people all across America, are beginning to understand what's going on and understand not only what's happening from a political and economic and historical point of view, they're understanding what's happening from a spiritual point of view, because there really are powerful supernatural forces at work in the world today. And certainly we were prophesied thousands of years ago we would come to the point where you wouldn't be able to buy or sell unless you had some sort of a mark on you. And basically you can see how this is developing today. This whole fiasco about Target and all of the information has disappeared from Target. And you hear it over and over again, first 40 million people and then 70 million people and then 110 million people went to Target, and they've stolen all of that information. And if you think that somebody could do that, hacking into that, without the government knowing exactly who is doing it, well, you must be incredibly naive. Ladies and gentlemen, that certainly is probably done by agents of our government who want an excuse to actually have some sort of a mark on every individual so they won't be able to buy or sell unless they wear that mark. Understand, we're constantly being manipulated, and they will focus our attention on an issue like the hanging chads on the voting ballots. And they did that so they could bring in the electronic voting machines. And actually, like the attack on certainly the World Trade Center, and if you look at Building 7 come down, if you have any questions, just go up to the internet, watch Building 7 come down. It was a controlled demolition. How do I know? look at the roof. See how the center of the roof caves in first? That's what you do, so the walls will collapse inward. And then, of course, they took out the base of the building, and the building collapsed. It was a controlled demolition. Out of Building 7 was a controlled demolition. It was all a controlled demolition. And they murdered those almost 3,000 people that day. And of course, some of them came back to life. You remember the 19 hijackers, 15 of them from Saudi Arabia, but many of them are alive and well. You can find this on the internet. 15, at least half a dozen of the 19 hijackers who died that day came back to life. But please check it out and talk to your friends and ask them, how could that happen? How could it happen that these people who died that day came back to life? Unless, of course, most of what we know isn't true. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who's our correspondent over in the Holy Land, and she keeps us posted on what's going on over there. She's back here in the States temporarily because of her dad is having an operation. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
Oh, doing good. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, I want you to bring our listeners up to date on what's happening in the Holy Land, certainly what's happening to the economy over there. What about certainly the war with Syria? Are the Israeli people who you live among there in Jerusalem, are they concerned about the war in Syria? What is the perception as to whether there's going to be some sort of an attack from Hezbollah? Apparently, they have 100,000, maybe even 200,000 missiles. We've heard some. Something ridiculous like that seems impossible, but bring us up to date on what's going on in Israel. And I know you just came over and you'll be going back very shortly. So what's the current status of Israel today?
Yeah, well, right now, of course, Israel is having its peace talks with the Palestinians, and that's not going so well. The Palestinians are asking for a lot that Israel would, it would be hurting Israel's security to give up everything that they're asking for. And now Netanyahu just came back from Jordan meeting with King Abdullah. And King Abdullah does not want the Palestinians to have the Jordan Valley because Israel is down there patrolling the Jordan Valley, the border of Israel there on the Jordanian side. are on the Jordanian border. And if they don't they don't guard the border there, the Palestinians could actually go into Jordan, or anyone from the Middle East could get into Israel. So it's very important that Israel keep the guard down there, that they keep their soldiers down there. So this is something that everyone's worried about right now. Even Jordan.
Now, basically, is that one of the things, then, that the Palestinians are demanding, that the Israelis move out of the Jordan Valley and turn that over to the Palestinians?
Yeah, they don't want any Israeli presence down there in the Jordan Valley.
So why would the Israelis believe a thing the Palestinians said? They turned Gaza over to them, and they violated all their agreements. They turned the Sinai over to them. They violated their agreements. Why would you negotiate with the Palestinians and give them things when they haven't kept their word in the past?
Well, I think this one, they're not going to give them. I'm hoping they're not going to give them anyway. This is something that the U.S. in particular is pushing the Israelis to do. Now, the U.S. has also brought up a plan that maybe they could have some presence down there, have soldiers down there, or U.N. soldiers down there, somebody down there besides just the Palestinians. So there's been different discussions going on. If Israel does give up that territory, they would be really hurting their own security, and Netanyahu, Prime Minister, knows that.
So basically, of course, the Israelis think that this is all absurd, and yet their politicians don't seem to be listening to the people. They seem to have their own agenda. Would that be a fair analysis, that the leaders seem to be going along with some of these things, which would be totally destructive to the integrity of Israel, at least from my point of view? What are your thoughts?
Well, I know they have to compromise with the West. They have a tough job to do, and we're hoping that they don't compromise that much.
Well, we hope they don't as well. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. If you got a question for Cheryl, she lives over there in Israel, give us a call. I hope you'll be glad to answer it. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is just saying that they have put a lot more soldiers, Israeli soldiers, up in the Golan Heights, and they're sitting on the east part of the Sea of Galilee, the mountains on the east shore of the Sea of Galilee. And, of course, you can go to the top of the Golan Heights and look down and actually look into Syria. You can actually see Damascus in the distance. It's about 30 or 40 miles from the Golan Heights. Now, basically, of course, one of the big problems is Hezbollah up in Lebanon. And basically, my understanding that Hezbollah, some people say they have 50,000 sophisticated missiles. Some people say they have 100,000. Some people say they have 200,000 missiles. But even if it's only 50,000, 50,000 sophisticated missiles could pretty wipe out Haifa and Tel Aviv, and so much certainly of modern Israel. What is really true? Do we have any idea if these missiles are real? Are people concerned about them?
Yeah, you know, these missiles are real. And I was at a press conference, and Netanyahu was speaking, telling us that there were 200,000 rockets pointed at Israel.
200,000 rockets pointed at Israel. I mean, basically, you're not hearing that here in America, ladies and gentlemen, because the media is controlled. So basically, Netanyahu told this conference that Cheryl attended, there were 200,000 missiles pointed at Israel from Lebanon. So basically, what was his response and what did he say about them?
Well, he was concerned about the warheads on them. He was afraid that, as Iran is Shiite, they were sending weapons through Syria. Syria, the regime being Shiite, sending weapons to Hezbollah, who have 200,000 rockets pointed at Israel. If they put those warheads, those biological warheads, on those rockets, we could have biological warfare in Israel. So people have been getting gas masks. This is a real threat that's happening. And one of the intelligence officers said that he knows that these rockets, some of them are in mosques pointed at Israel, some of them are in homes, some of them are in schools, because it's going to be hard for Israel to shoot back and hit civilian population without getting in trouble from the whole Western world. Yeah, it's a mess over there. It's a mess over there, and everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen.
Oh,
that's why everyone's getting their gas masks and getting prepared.
So everybody's getting their gas masks. Does everybody have a gas mask? Or last time we talked, apparently there were some people were having difficulty getting gas masks. I know you have them, but what about the others? Is everybody getting them? Are they readily available?
Well, actually, over half the population has gas masks now, was the last I heard, but some people don't have them. The factory that was making them was not given the funds this last year to make more gas masks because they thought there was not going to be a problem. But now, of course, they're being funded and more gas masks are being made, so more people are getting them. They're trying to get everyone, the population, even the Israeli Arabs, trying to get everyone gas masks to be prepared for the biological warfare if that comes.
All right, fine. We'll hope and pray it doesn't come, but basically, people must be prepared. Now, basically, as far as certainly what's going on, what about down in Gaza? Are they still certainly lobbing missiles into the southern part from Gaza, or has that pretty well stopped?
Oh, my, no. First, they have been trickling in. I could have told you that a couple of days ago, but now they're coming in a lot. A lot have been coming in. As a matter of fact, a barrage of rockets came in. Either it was Wednesday night or Thursday morning. I'm not quite sure. But during the night, they came in early morning, and five of them were stopped by the Iron Dome. Five rockets were stopped. The rest of them hit in open fields. So that's a barrage of them. One rocket hit near a bus station where people stop and catch buses, and that was like a week ago. But rockets have been coming in, and more recently, and even during Ariel Sharon's burial, his funeral, they were shooting rockets right afterwards.
Well, no, my understanding is that the rockets that are coming in from Gaza are not very sophisticated. Whereas the rockets that they have up in the north and in Lebanon are much more sophisticated and it can be readily targeted. Is that accurate or not?
Well, now it's changing. The rockets with Hezbollah that they have, they are making them to where they can target them where they want. They're going to put the GPS on them. I just saw a report where a GPS reading system is going to go, device is going to go on them. So I'm talking about the ones down in Gaza where they can shoot those rockets, and say if they want to hit a certain thing, they can, a military target or the Knesset. And they say now they have rockets they can shoot past Tel Aviv. Well, Ashdod's quite a ways that they're shooting those rockets. And it's true that they do have GPS reading on these things. One of the intelligence officers came out just today in a report and said and warned Israel, this is what's happening down in Gaza.
Well, now, basically, where are they getting these missiles? Are they coming in from Egypt? Are they being smuggled in from the Sunni countries? Where do we have any idea where the Palestinians in Gaza are getting their missiles and their more sophisticated missiles?
Yeah, one report I heard was they were coming in from Iran. Iran was shipping them in and shipping them in parts. And I'm not sure exactly where they're coming in from now, because Israel did take out a couple of places that they were shipping from, but they're still coming in. And then they shipped in some equipment. I heard this report maybe 6 months ago. Some equipment was stopped to help them build their own rockets. So not only are they being shipped in, but they're able to make rockets in Gaza, is what the report said. So that would be very dangerous if they could do that.
Yes, it certainly would be. Now, what about what's going on in Egypt? Now, basically, of course, the radical Islamic group, the Muslim Brotherhood, had pretty well taken over Egypt. The people rose up, and with the help of the military, they were able to depose the radical element in Egypt. And basically, of course, what's going on in Egypt? Is Israel certainly going to be able to coexist with Egypt? How do the Egyptians feel towards the Israelis? Are they willing to go along with the Palestinians, or will they support Israel's right to exist?
Well, there's going to be an election in Egypt soon, and right now the military, who, as you said, have taken over, they're trying to get rid of as many Muslim Brotherhood members as they can, the high-up leaders. But when this election happens, it's going to tell the tale. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be someone that's going to get along with Israel? Is it someone that's going to keep a peace treaty? Because Muslim Brotherhood already said that they would keep the peace treaty, but they would make changes. So we can't trust Muslim Brotherhood. And right now, it's good that the military is in charge, but who will take charge when they have elections? We don't know. Israel's waiting to see that one.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, the whole area over there seems to be just certainly on the verge of something major. And we hear a lot of talk recently about the winds of war in that area and the fact that there could be a major war between the Shias and the Sunnis. Instead of a war with Israel, it seems that the two branches of the Muslim faith there seem to be more or less at odds with one another. Kurds in the north certainly don't want anything to do with either one of them, but certainly with Israel, pardon me, with Iran, or with Iraq, at least the central government in Baghdad, with the government certainly in Syria, and certainly a fair contingent of Shia Muslims in Lebanon, and then, of course, aligned against the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia and in the Arab states, Emirates and the Dubai and all those others. Certainly, and of course, Egypt is Sunni as well. But do anybody talk about the danger of a real war between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims?
Yeah, actually, because what's happening now, the Shia and Sunni are fighting one another. We have troops from Hezbollah going into Syria, helping them. We have troops from Iran, Shiites, going in and helping the Shiites in Syria. We have Sunnis coming in from all over the world, even from America, helping the Sunnis in Syria. So it is a Sunni-Shiite war, and the battleground seems to be Syria at this point. But there is, like you said, it's spreading in different places of the Middle East. And even the military in Egypt that's going after the Muslim Brotherhood, they're going after the Muslim Brotherhood stopped them. They're actually going into the Gaza Strip. They want to go into the Gaza Strip and get Hamas, who is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. So there's wars going on that we don't hear about, conflicts going on. 10 people died just today because of that. But the Shiite-Sunni thing is actually huge that's over there, and people are coming in from all over the world. People don't understand that. Bodies are being sent back to Germany dead, people fighting from Germany, from America, from England, from different places, and then all your Middle East countries also. fighting against each other, the two major groups, as you said.
Well, Chris, what we hear is that many of these people from America and from England and from Europe, these are Sunni Muslims, are going over to fight in Syria, and they're being trained there, not only a Sunni to fight in Syria in the guerrilla warfare, but with the idea of coming back to their respective countries, whether it be Europe, whether it be England, whether it be the United States, and certainly to be involved, certainly in terrorist activities. And there seems to be some concern about this last few weeks. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But have you heard that concept certainly expressed that these the expatriates from Europe and England and the United States going to fight in Syria are being trained to actually return home and disrupt their respective countries? Is this a real factor?
Yeah, I've heard this also. They're being trained all over in the Middle East and being sent back to America, to different places. And another report I heard is that Hezbollah is in Mexico, and they're training the cartels over there how to blow up cars, and they're actually coming in from Mexico into America. So this is just another thing that's going on. We're getting more and more terrorists in the West than we've ever had before.
But the question is, who is financing them? And that's what nobody ever wants to ask. Well, I will tell you, certainly, that I personally interviewed the gentleman whose responsibility was to clear up the debris from building number 7 that came down there at the center there in September of 2001. He told me he was 99% certain it was a controlled demolition. That's what he did. 99% certain. And if building 7 was a controlled demolition, it means that somebody in America actually took that building down and is funding this whole world terrorist movement. If you'd like to hear my interview with him, it's in the 4-CD set, Why Did the Buildings Come Down? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call Cheryl and ask her about what's going on over in Israel, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Cheryl says certainly that the people over there, at least the knowledgeable people, know that war is coming. They don't know what's going to happen. They're making the best preparations they can. The economy is not doing that well, but the average Israeli makes, what, about a little over $2,000 a month? How much do they make?
$2,500.
The average Palestinian makes $300 or $400 a month, and that is eking, just barely eking out a living, because in the Palestinian area they don't have any factories and they don't have any means of getting money. So many of the Palestinians want to come and live in Israel. Is that right?
Yeah, many want to live in Israel but can't. Once they're living in the Palestinian territory, it's very hard to move to Israel. But many thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, get permit to work in Israel. So as I go out in the morning, I see Palestinians standing on the side of the road, and trucks will come by and pick them up and take them to do construction, to work in fields, whatever it is that they want to work in Israel, because they know they can make more money. I work mainly with poor people over there. I mean, being a journalist, you get to do reports, you get to understand what's going on. I talk to people from all walks of life, and a lot of Palestinians. But I see so many poor people on both sides, the Jews and the Palestinians. Part of what I do is I take food and clothing, and I try to help these people. Because it's sad to see the kids without shoes in the wintertime. They wear sandals because their feet have outgrown their tennis shoes. So I take them coats because they've outgrown their coats. I take them blankets. And I'm talking about Ethiopian Jews that have come and made immigration from Ethiopia, and Palestinians living in the West Bank or in Israel proper. And they're so happy to receive something and see that people care. And I, as a Christian, do care for them, and I need to show them the love of God. And they receive that, and it does help and change them a little bit.
And that's why, of course, we, Barbara and I, support Cheryl. We can't go over there, but she's over there, and she's helping the Palestinians and showing them what Christian love is really all about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, but Cheryl says the people over there know the war is coming. A lot of them don't want to admit it, but they know it's coming. Cheryl, how can people get in touch with you and help you if they'd like to and get your information?
The best way is to send me an email, and the email address is very easy. It's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com, and it's all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Cheryl, if you'd like to help her, we think that she has a wonderful, wonderful ministry. She's been over there for many years, certainly, and we support her, and she is officially, according to the records over there, she is the official representative of Radio Liberty over there, of KFER, our radio station, over there reporting back to us on a regular basis, which she's doing. If you have any questions or comments for Cheryl, we'd like to know more about what's going on over there, or give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. And basically, are people over in the United States, do you think that they really are interested in what's going on? Are a lot of people over here really interested in you and your ministry?
Well, I know that I have more speaking engagements than I can possibly handle, which is great. That shows me that there's interest in the Middle East, shows me that people are interested in what's going on in Israel. And, of course, we are, as Christians, are involved in Israel. We as Americans are involved in Israel. And so we need to know what's going on around the world. And I remember in the Bible it talks about knowing the signs of the times. And if you don't know what's going on in the world, we won't know the signs of the times. We need to know what's going on in the world. And our media does not give us the news that's happening. I'm going crazy trying to find news while I'm here in America. I can't wait to get back to Israel so I can get some news. It's hard to get news on the TV.
And this is really what it is, because that's because the media here is controlled. Are suddenly a number of Palestinians and Muslims coming to know the Lord?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, that there are many Muslims coming to know the Lord. And there are Jewish people that love the Lord also. But when I talk to the Palestinian people, they are ready for something better in their life. And they ask me about the Lord. And they come to the Lord like crazy. I take them to the Jordan River and baptize them because they ask me to right away. They believe, they go down as a Muslim and they come up as a Christian and they have a new life. And they're living those new lives in Christ. It's amazing to watch.
Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, of course, you come under tremendous pressure from the Muslim community. And so we need to pray for those people who have the courage to embrace the Lord. It's easy to be a Christian here. It's very hard to be a Christian over in Palestine. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease.
Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. She is our missionary over there in Israel. Cheryl, are certainly new Jews coming, in other words, leaving the United States, leaving other countries, and still immigrating into Israel? Is Israel getting more Jews or losing more Jews as the threat of war grows?
Wow. You know, it's amazing that more Jews don't leave Israel because of the threat of war. There are some that leave Israel because of different reasons, but a lot of people are coming into Israel. They're immigrating from France. Many, many people are immigrating right now because of threats by Islam to their country and to themselves, to the Jewish people. If you, I don't know if you've heard about the anti-Semitism going on around the world.
Well, no, you tell us about it, because these are the things that we're not going to get through our regular channels. Go ahead.
Yeah, around the world right now, Jews are being targeted. As a matter of fact, there's a game going on in America, and if you can punch out a Jew with one punch, then I guess you win the game. You get points or something. This is amazing, because in the streets of New York and Chicago and cities, people are walking up to a Jewish person, punching them as hard as they can and knocking them down. And now rabbis are being killed as they leave the synagogue. This is in America, in France, in Germany, in England, in different countries. Synagogues are being vandalized all over the world. It's happening more now as it was before the Holocaust. And actually, in a football game, soccer game that they have going on, the fans will stand up and say and cry out, death to the Jews, death to the Jews. And it's just amazing the things that's going on in the world. So many Jewish people are leaving their countries, and they're finding safety in numbers and being with their own people in Israel. That's their country. They want it to be called a Jewish state. And of course, the Palestinians don't want to call it a Jewish state, but they want to have their own country where they can live in peace, defend themselves, and be together. So I see more people coming into Israel than I see leaving Israel all the time.
I think that is very interesting, especially the fact that there is very real danger of a war. People know that there is this danger, and yet they're going anyway. And suddenly I know a gentleman, a good friend of ours, and is, I think, one of his cousins immigrated to Israel a couple of years ago. When my friend asked him, why did you do it? He said, I don't know. I just feel that I should go. Is that the sort of response a lot of people have? They really feel that somehow, for some reason, they're being drawn to Israel, perhaps in many ways from a logical point of view, because we have such a wonderful utopian existence here in America. But Jewish people are leaving this and going over there where it's difficult to get a job, or at least to make anywhere near as much money as you'd make here. But are you running into this sort of thing?
Oh, gosh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget an interview I did at the airport as planes were coming in from England and Canada and America. And I interviewed people coming off the airplanes, asking them, why are they coming to Israel when it's almost $9 for a gallon of gas? And in America, it's, what, $3 or $4? And they're telling me, some people are saying, well, we just want to, we know these are the end days and we need to be with our people. Some told me, well, we're being attacked in our countries, we need to get out. And some tell me, I remember, we'll never forget, this one woman turned to me and she says, you know, I don't know why. She just felt a pull that it's time for her to go to Israel. And the Lord in the Bible says he's going to draw his people from the north, south, east, and west. He's going to draw them. And he has been drawing them for a long time. It's amazing. They don't know why they're there, but They are there.
And I think that's what's so interesting, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost as if there's a supernatural force that is drawing Jews to Israel, to the Holy Land at this time in history. It is totally illogical, but then there's so much of what's going on in the world today is illogical, unless you understand that there really is a God, there really is some forces at work, and I think that we're seeing a prophecy unfold before our very eyes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-2295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who lives over in Israel. And you actually live in Jerusalem, don't you?
I live right outside of Jerusalem, about 7 minutes from Jerusalem.
All right, fine. Is this in a Jewish community?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I lived in the Arab community, and I was attacked quite a bit for different reasons. One is I'm single. I'm a single woman living by myself in an Arab Muslim community, and Muslim women cannot live by themselves they can't live by themselves, period. They have to stay with their family until they're married. So it doesn't matter how old you are, you have to live with your family or live with your husband. You cannot live alone. So I was being a bad example. That was one reason. The other reason is because I was American, and the third reason is because I was a Christian. So every time I would drive down the street to my apartment building, I would have these Palestinians or these Muslims coming out, and mostly they're in their 20s, and they were throwing rocks and dirt at my car, or they would take the wires that you wrap up big cardboard boxes with, and they would whip my car as I'm driving by. About 20, 30 of them would do this. One time they stood there and rocked my car with me in it. That was pretty scary. I pray a lot in Israel. And I had to have a friend talk to the tribal leader because the Muslims are a tribal people. He talked to the tribal leader saying, look, she's giving shoes and clothes and food to Palestinians and to Arabs. Why are you attacking her? So the tribal leader talked to the neighborhood and stopped these people from attacking me. But still, I didn't feel safe. They stole my washing machine. They blocked me in for 2 days. I couldn't get out of my apartment. So now I live in a Jewish community. I feel a little bit safer, yeah.
And you have a secure room in your home in case of a gas attack?
Yes, I do. Most of the newer places do have a safe room, and it has a metal window, metal doors. And what you have to do is tape up all your light sockets and your electrical sockets, make sure no air can get in that room. And November, this is what I did, because November we had rockets coming in from Gaza. I'm not talking about this November, but the prior one. And I slept on a mattress in that room. I have all my food, everything there, all my supplies, gas masks. I know how much air is in that room. I have to measure it off and know how much air is in that room and know how long I can stay in that room before I have to leave it. So that's in case of a biological attack. So this is what young people learn. This is what kids learn over in Israel. It's amazing what they know.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's so different than where we live here in America. We live in this wonderful utopian society. I sincerely fear that this society is going to come to an end, because I think God is going to bring his judgment on America. But of course, we're just going to have to wait and see. But understand certainly what's going on over in Israel today. Well, we have Herman calling. We'll get to Herman in a moment. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And I want you to get your telephone number out again, so people or your email address out again, so people can get in touch with you and suddenly give us a call if you have a question. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. How can people get in touch with you by email and support your ministry over there? Something we would love to go and do, but we're not going to be able to. So we support Cheryl, and we've done it for many years. How can people get in touch with you again?
Yeah, they can actually email me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. All one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And I can answer any questions people have, too. So I'm on the other end of that email.
Okay, yeah, that's Sydney reporting from Israel at gmail.com. Reporting from Israel at gmail.com. Herman is calling. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Cheryl, have you heard of Chris Mitchell? He was the bureau chief for CBN News and stationed in Jerusalem. He wrote a book called Dateline Jerusalem, an eyewitness account of prophecies unfolded in the Middle East. And I just received the book from a friend, and I didn't know if you're aware of that book or not.
Oh, absolutely. I know Chris. He's a friend of mine. He is the Middle East reporter there for CBN, for broadcast network. And there's a program called Dateline. So if you go to www.cbn, you can actually see him and his half-hour report about Israel. He's there reporting, and he does a great job. Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Herman?
Yeah, it just came out this year. It has fascinating stories of Arabs that have had experiences such as you've related, and, of course, Jewish people. But the other thing I wanted to ask you regarding tourism to Israel, I know it's still high. But for our listeners, how would you suggest a person go about planning a trip to Israel? Should they go with a tour, or should they just go on their own? And what about the safety issues?
Well, actually, this year, 2013, or last year, was a record-breaking year for tourism. There were 3.5 million tourists that came to Israel. So people are not backing down. And there's one lady, they call her Oma Ella. That means Grandma Ella. She's 100 years old, and she came to Israel. So it's not a scary place to go. People are coming, and children are coming. People are coming from all over the world. And it's the bus drivers are usually Arab, and the guides are usually Jewish. And they work together. They know where the problematic areas are, and they will not take you to those places. They want to keep tourists safe. They want to see tourists come. Both the Palestinians and the Israelis want tourists because that's money for them. That's one way they do earn money. And so I would suggest people come with groups, of course. Don't come on your own unless you know people there, because sometimes, like when I first moved there, I would end up in Arab areas unaware, and I'd have to put my hood up because I have blonde hair. I put my hood up, my coat, I have a black hood, and I had to just pray to get out of that area, you know, because you have to dress certain ways in certain areas. And if you go into a Sabbath area, into a Orthodox area on the Sabbath, you can be stoned. Your car will have rocks all over it. You will. So you've got to be careful where you go. So I would suggest coming with a tour. And there are many tours, different tours, teaching tours that are coming. There's reporting tours coming. So many different ways you can go. And you can go to the Internet and find all kinds of different ways. And Herman, you probably know some different ways also.
And we've actually been there six different times. We always went on a tour usually with a religious group. Had a wonderful, wonderful time. Haven't been there certainly in 20 years now. But when we did go, it was always a wonderful adventure. And there's really so much there to see. And you never get tired. Certainly, there's always something new and exciting. Anything else, Herman?
Well, I've heard that they've also opened up some new exhibits near the Western Wall, and they've expanded some of the museums, and the Temple Institute is working on the implements that they will need if and when the temple or sacrifices are restarted. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, there's a place called the Temple Institute in the Old City in the Jewish Quarter, and you can see all of the things that they've made already. They have the priest clothing, they have the incense, they have every implement needed, even the altar of incense, you name it, they have it. They even have the cornerstone, which they try to lay every year on the Temple Mount. But what's interesting now is the Jews are getting restless. They want to worship on their Temple Mount. They did win it back in 1967. It doesn't belong to the Palestinians, but they gave them the keys, the guardianship over the Temple Mount. But they did win it back, and they are demanding, some Jews are demanding, hey, this is our place of worship, our most important place of worship, and we want to go up there. So they're talking about passing a bill where Jews can go up there for a certain amount of time and worship. They can walk up there now, but they're not allowed to pray. And even as a Christian, you can't even take a Bible up there. You can't pray. You can't sing. You can only walk and look. And there is also a building. They're talking about building a visitor center very close to the Temple Mount. And they're talking about maybe a synagogue inside there so that the Jewish people can worship inside. But this visitor center will overlook everything. So when I go back, I'm going to be sneaking around snooping and see what I can find, and I'll definitely report that back on that.
Well, we look forward to your reports every month, and we pray for your safety and God's direction.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much for calling, Herman. Of course, that was Herman calling. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, we're living in truly prophetic times. I really believe that with all my heart. And basically, it's what a wonderful experience it is to go there on the Temple Mount. Of course, my understanding is that suddenly you can't get into the Great Mosque, the Dome of the Mosque now. We used to be able to get in there all the time, but everything is changing so much over there. And there's so many of the areas and places we went initially are restricted now. And yet, of course, it's still an adventure to go. And if you have an opportunity, I would do it this year or the next year, because I don't know what's going to happen over there. But I really do believe that a major war is coming. I think the people certainly in the Muslim countries know that. And properly, a major war between the Sunni Muslims and the Shia Muslims, and certainly, somehow or other, I think Israel is going to get drawn into that. Well, do you think, what are your thoughts now, Sydney? The thing that is in Israel, people are worried about the missile attacks, and certainly with 200,000 missiles aimed at Israel from just across the border there in Lebanon, and we don't know how many missiles there are, certainly in Gaza. And then do they have all sorts of tunnels, but they're actually smuggling things into that area through these tunnels? What's going on with that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is one way the Palestinians make money, is to dig tunnels. And sometimes those tunnels collapse on the people and kill them. And they make very little money, but they're making money by digging these tunnels to Egypt. And there's hundreds of these tunnels. There's so many tunnels. They can drive cars through. It's like the tunnels from Mexico to California or to America. They can drive cars through. They bring donkeys through it. They bring drugs through the tunnels. And now in the border of Hezbollah, I was on the border, and I had some people in the border town that was broken up half in Israel and half in Lebanon. And the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, wouldn't let me go in the town. He said it's too dangerous because Hezbollah is giving drugs to the kids and having them bring it into Israel. Not only drugs, but weapons, and bringing it into Israel is getting into, of course, the wrong hands. So Hezbollah, as you mentioned before, has rockets that they can aim now. And before, when they were shooting rockets into Israel, they would just land in different places. People in Israel were standing on top of their roof, Jewish people, watching the rockets coming into Israel, going, oh, my goodness. But they were being fired in randomly and just would fall into fields and roads, and sometimes they hit home. But now they have rockets they can aim, and that's what Israel's really worried about. And that can go further than ever before. They say they have rockets capable of reaching Tel Aviv, reaching Jerusalem.
And ladies and gentlemen, certainly this is really a seething cauldron. I think it's only a matter of time before there will be some major violence over there. And I think we should all pray for the safety and pray for Cheryl. She's over there. Cheryl Hancock is certainly the Radio Liberty, the KFER correspondent. Pray for her safety and for her provision. God bless you, Cheryl. Thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye and God bless.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, if you believe that certainly the life that we've known is going to certainly soon change, that there are going to be dramatic events taking place, certainly in the Middle East and in the Far East, and yes, even here in America, well, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, so we can maintain our network of stations out across America, by which on radio, shortwave, AM stations, FM stations, by satellite, even by telephone, people can actually listen to our programs, certainly 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. And if you haven't been to RadioLiberty.com, we have an awful lot of people who listen on the Internet, an awful lot of people listen on shortwave in the afternoon. But it's an expensive proposition, so we ask you to give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can subscribe to our newsletter and get our four best tapes of the month. That's the Tape of the Month Club. Or certainly you can go ahead and get the various products that we offer. And we've got some wonderful health products. Most people are deficient in magnesium. And magnesium affects your bones, your bowels, your brain, your heart rhythm. We've had people have actually taken magnesium and it's cleared up their heart. Irregularity, their heart, tachycardia, or other arrhythmias. And we're not saying it will with you, but certainly you need to be taking magnesium. And most doctors really don't recognize this, but certainly 80% of the population is magnesium deficient. And if you'd like to get the pills, you can get them any place you want to. We'd like you to get them from Radio Liberty. And of course, we have a whole line of things you need to have, certainly. vitamin C and vitamin D, and you need large doses of vitamin D. The reason you get certainly flu in the wintertime is because you're not getting the sunlight. You have low vitamin D levels. And, of course, if you're taking vitamin D3, you need about 5,000 units a day. And you start to come down with a flu bug. You want to take it every 4 hours. I started to get the little sniffles last night. We took something called Alibiotic, which is a capsule with oil of oregano, oil of garlic, oil of elderberry, a couple of other things. And after two of those, why, the sniffles were gone, and we're here and in good shape today. But you need to have supplies of all these health products on hand. So if you'd like to get a list of the health products we have, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great 4-CD set on magnesium. You need to know about magnesium and how important it is. And you certainly need to know about so many other things. We carry the book, Death by Calcium, because, of course, there have been many studies that suggest that if you take calcium supplements, why, it can actually increase calcification. And if you'd like to get the book, we do have it available. It's a little pricey, but it's well worth it. I've read the book. I'm very impressed by it. Death by Calcium, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know, certainly from somebody who's part and parcel of this movement, what's going on, you need to get the New Order of the Barbarians. Certainly, Dr. Day was a member of this movement, and he gave a talk back in 1969. And certainly, Dr. Dennegan was sitting there, actually listened to it. And we have 4 interviews with Dr. Dennegan. We actually have a little syllabus. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. What was said in 1969 about what would happen, and everything has happened. I point out that Dr. Dennegan is no longer with us. He passed away, as do so many people who tell the truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. You're at home. The family is together. We're going to be talking about the news as it is.